Thank you very much, and we dedicate our learning and memory, Li'ili Nishmas, Meira, Chaya, Nachama, Bracha, Alea, Shalom, Bas, David, Mordechai. And we'll, Bezrat Hashem, finish this chapter, the second chapter of Masechet Tzmura today, which began with distinctions between sacrifices owned by the community and sacrifices owned by an individual. And we end with some more distinctions. Chomer b'kadshim mi'b'tzmura, chomer b'tzmura mi'b'kadshim. There are stringencies. There are stringencies in karbanos, and that which is sacrificed that which is consecrated initially, more than a tzmura holiness, a holiness through an attempted swap. And there are stringencies in the attempted swap more than in sacrifices. So chomer b'kadshim b'tzmura, there's a stringency to kadshim more than tzmura. Chomer b'tzmura b'kadshim, there's a stringencies to tzmura more than kadshim. Chomer b'kadshim b'tzmura, stringencies in karbanos more than tzmura. Sha'kadshim osin tzmura, vein tzmura osin tzmura. When you make something holy, you say this animal is an ola, and you can make a tzmura on it. You can say this something else should be the tzmura of the ola, and that something else also becomes an ola, and this stays an ola. Whereas that's not true, ve'ein tzmura osa tzmura. Once you made something else a tzmura, you can't make a tzmura on a tzmura. So that's one stringency. Another stringency, hatzibur v'ashutfin makdishin. You can have a community, you can have partners, they can make something holy. They can, you know, five of us own an animal, and together we say this animal is going to be an ola, becomes an ola. Avalo memirin. But if the five of us who own an animal together try to do tzmura, tzmura doesn't take effect. Umakdishin ubrin ve'evar, another stringency. You can make holy a fetus, you can make holy a limb. Avalo memirin, you can't do tzmura off of a limb, off of a fetus. Chomer b'tzmura b'kadshim. But then, on the other hand, we have certain stringencies to tzmura that we don't have in karbanos. Shakdusha chala al balas mum kavua. When you do a tzmura, you can do the tzmura onto something which is blemished from the beginning. Whereas if you wanted to consecrate something which is blemished, that would never take effect. But if you do a tzmura on something which is blemished, the blemished thing becomes holy. Ve'ein yotze l'chulin. And that holiness is so strict, if you try to swap a whole animal onto a baal mum, it's so holy that ein yotze l'chulin ligazetz v'le'avid, that it would not be able to take away the holiness to be able to shear its wool or to work it. Whereas if somebody went and he consecrated an animal which is blemished from the very beginning, so then you could redeem the holiness and you'd be able to work the animal and cut its wool. But in Tzmura there's a special pasuk that you can't do so. All right, another law. Rabbi Yehuda says, another stringency in tzmura more than in regular karbanos. Asa shoge kimezid bitzmura, v'lo asa shoge kimezid bimukdashim. If a person mistakenly is doing tzmura, it takes effect as if he deliberately does tzmura. Whereas if somebody mistakenly tries to make something holy, let's say he has a blemished animal and he forgets you're not allowed to use a blemished animal as a sacrifice, and he tries to make it holy, so it wouldn't take effect. We have a rule that hekdesh tos lo havi hekdesh. Consecration by mistake is not a consecration. There's a stringency to tzmura more than in regular karbanos. Rebbe Lezer says, hakilayim atrefa yotzei dofen tumtum vajoganus. These five types of animals, a crossbreed animal, an animal that's, let's say, born of a sheep and a goat, or a trefa, an animal that has a hole in its skull, or yotzei dofen, an animal that was not born naturally, it was born through the stomach. Tumtum, an animal whose genitalia are covered. Androgynous, an animal that has both male and female genitalia. So any of these animals, lo kedoshin, number one, you can't consecrate them. A guy who says, I'm making the androgynous into a carbon, it doesn't become holy. Lo makdishin, but they also can't make other things holy. You couldn't make tzmura off of them. If you had an androgynous which was holy, and then you tried to say if the tzmurav, the androgynous, or something else, it wouldn't take effect. Okay, let's start with the Gemara is going to talk about the last two points of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar. So Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says that astringency in tzmura more than in regular karbanos, tzmura is shogei kemezid. The mistake is as bad as deliberate. And in regular karbanos, not. My time to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, what's the reason for Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda? We saw this before in Dafid Gimel. Amar Ka, the pasuk says, "Vahaya hu tmuraso yiyeh kodesh." It'll be he and his tmura will be holy. And it could have just said, "Vahaya hatmura kodesh." Why does it say tmura? "Vahaya hu tmuraso yiyeh kodesh." The extra word yiyeh kodesh. It'll be holy. The rabbos shogeg kemezid. It'll be holy even if it was a mistake. Even a mistake is as bad as deliberate. Even a mistake is tmura. All right. So now the Gemara is going to have six suggestions as to what is the meaning that in tmura shogeg is kemezid, and in a regular karban shogeg is not like mezid. Again, in tmura the mistake is as bad as the deliberate. Ask the Gemara. We're on daf yud zayin amud aleph, last daf of perek yesh b'karbanos in maseches tmura. Hey chidami shogeg kemezid. What is the meaning that the mistake is as bad as the deliberate in regards to tzmura? Proposal number one, Amar Chizkia. Chizkia said, Kasavar shu mutter lahamir. If a man is not so knowledgeable about Torah, and he thinks that you're allowed to do tzmura, he thinks you're allowed to take an animal which is holy and bring another animal in because of it. He thinks you're allowed to do that. Gabe tzmura laki. If he were to do that, he says, I'm allowed to do this, and therefore I'm swapping my carbon for another animal. The other animal should be the tmura of this carbon. This carbon I should be able to use. Lucky, he would get lashes. Amazing. Normally you never get lashes unless it's amazing. It has to be on purpose. You have to have witnesses. He has to maybe kabbal asra, accept the warning and do it anyway. But in tmura, from this extra pasuk of yiyeh kodesh, we learn that even if he thinks what he's doing is allowed, if he did it totally by mistake, he gets lashes as if it was deliberate. Gabe kachin, but in regards to consecrating a karban, let's say consecrating a blemished animal as a karban, if he thinks he's allowed to do that, and he goes and says, I'm making holy this animal with the broken leg as a sacrifice, a little lucky, he doesn't get any lashes. You only get lashes if you do it on purpose. That was proposal number one. Lishnach Rina. Proposal number two. Gabe Tzmura, in regards to Tzmura, if a person didn't realize that there's a prohibition to do Tzmura, and he does the Tzmura, and had he known there's a prohibition, he never would have done it. Gabe Tzmura, Kaddish. In regards to Tzmura, if he did it, it took effect, and the animals became holy. They're both holy. Gabe kachin, but in regards to a karban, if he didn't realize that there's a prohibition to consecrate a blemished animal, so he consecrated a blemished animal because he thought there was nothing wrong in consecrating a blemished animal. But had he known that you're not allowed to consecrate a blemished animal, he never would have done it. So gabe kachin, that's considered a mistaken sanctification. Lo kaddish, it doesn't become holy. Proposal number three. What does it mean that in regards to tzmura, the mistake is as bad as deliberate? Reish Lakish v'Rabbi Yochanan, Amir Reish Lakish v'Rabbi Yochanan, explain. Kasavur lomar tzmuras ola v'amar tzmura shlamim. If a person thought to say he had in front of him an ola, a shlamim, and a chulin animal, and he wanted to say this chulin animal is the tzmura of the ola, but that's not what came out of his mouth. What came out of his mouth was, this chulin animal is the tzmura of the shlamim. So now the chulin animal is tzmura shlamim, has the status of a tzmura of shlamim. Whereas if you did this with a blemished animal, and he wanted to say that a whole animal is holy, what came out of his mouth is the blemished animal is holy, the blemished animal does not become holy.
He knows his blemish?
Yeah.
And he's doing it intentionally, Rabbi?
He's making a mistake, not realizing, not realizing that there's something wrong about that. Or in this case, not he wasn't trying to say that; it just came out of his mouth. so. Gabi tzmura shlamim kadosh. When somebody was trying to say this is tzmuras ola, but he said this is tzmura shlamim, it becomes tzmura shlamim. Gabi kadshim, but in regards to a carbon, where he wanted to say that the whole animal was holy, and he said that the blemished animal is holy, lo kadosh, it doesn't become holy. Lishnachmina, proposal number 4. Of what's the meaning that a mistaken tzmura takes effect. Kasavur lamar shachor. He wanted to say, the first black ox that comes out of my house is going to be the tzmura of this animal. But instead, Amari said, lavan, the first white ox that comes out of my house will be the tzmura of my karban. So Gabi Tzmura in regards to Tzmura, it takes effect, and lucky he gets lashes, because the mistake is as bad as deliberate. Gabi Kachin, but if in regards to sanctification, he wanted to say, the black ox that comes out of my house, I'm making holy. And instead he said, the white ox that has a blemish that comes out of my house, I'm making holy. Well, lucky he's not going to get lashes. Rabbi Yochanan said, what's the case of...
He had the Shalom Rebbe rule.
What's that?
You know, when he says black, when he says, no, I mean white.
Oh, Toch Kedei Dibur?
Yeah.
Yeah. He didn't do that, though. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan said another suggestion. What's the meaning of a mistaken tzmura takes effect, but a mistaken consecration doesn't take effect? Rabbi Yochanan said, Ba'omer, it's where a person said, Teitzezu v'tzikanezu. He's making a mistake. He thinks that when he does tmura, the one animal is going to lose its sanctity and the other animal will get holy, and he thinks that in such a case it's permitted to do it. But Gabi Kachim, in regards to karbanos, he also made a mistake. He thinks that a karban, shenolad ben mum, a sacrifice that gets a blemish, ne'achon below pigeon, you can eat it without redeeming it. So he's eating the animal which got a blemish without redeeming, because he thought once it gets a blemish, it loses its sanctity. So in regards to Karbanos Lolak, he's not going to get lashes because he thinks he's still allowed to do what he's doing. But Gabi Tzmura, even though he thought he was allowed to do what he's doing, lucky he's going to get lashes, because in Tzmura, mistake is as bad as deliberate.
That's so lucky.
Right? Right, Rav Sheshes Amar. And finally, the sixth answer, Rav Sheshes suggests, Ba'omer, if a person says, Ikanes Labayezeh, tells his wife, I'm going to go into that building, Aktish, and I'm going to make something holy, Va'amir Midaiti, I'm going to do something else, I'm going to make Tmura on something. V'nichnas, he walked in, and as Rashi says, he's a Baal Machshavos. He's a distracted guy. He's, I don't know, looking at his phone all the time. So he's thinking at his phone, he's thinking about the social media posts and the sports scores and the stocks. And then absent-mindedly he says words, but his mind is not with those words. Words came out, but his mind wasn't there. It was Yotzei Mipiv, but it wasn't really. It's not Yotzei Mimocho, it's just Yotzei Mipiv. So v'nichnas, he walks into the house. V'heimir, and then he said words without thinking about those words. He said tmura words, this is tmura for that, or hikdish, and he said, this is holy, this blemished animal is holy, without really thinking about it. Shalomi daito, his mind wasn't in those words. So gabi tmura in regards to tmura, lucky would get lashes. Gabi kachim lo lucky. In regards to consecrating an animal, he would not get lashes. Okay. So that completes the discussion. Again, the Mishnah had a rule of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, differences between Tmura and Kachim. A difference is that in Tmura, Shogeg is as bad as Mazid. Mistake is as bad as on purpose. In regards to Kachim, a mistake does not take effect. We had 6 possible expressions of that. Right, the final point of the mission was that Rabbi Lezer says there is a similarity, a common denominator between tmura and regular consecration, and that is that these 5 animals, kelayim, trefa, a C-section animal, a tumtum animal, an androgynous animal, do not become holy as consecration, nor do they create tzmura. So Amar Shmuel explained what Rebbe Elazar meant. Lo kedoshim bitzmura. They don't become holy through a tzmura. That if you had a regular carbon and you wanted to do a tzmura, this regular carbon should be swapped out for the androgynous. The androgynous doesn't become holy. The lo makdishim, when Rebbe Elazar says they do not consecrate, las los tzmura. That if they are holy, you can't do a tzmura off of them. Time will do a braisa. Amar Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir challenged this last point. If you can't make them holy, how could you even think that you would be able to do a tzmura off of them, and you have to be told you can't do a tzmura off of them? They're not holy in the first place. Ella, rather, you have to say like this. In regards to the case of Trefa, he made holy a whole animal that was unblemished, so then it became holy. And then it got a hole in its brain. Then it fell and it broke its skull. So now it's still holy. It's because it had been made holy before it was a trefa. So that's where here we need the law of Rebbe Elazar. Even though it's still holy, you can't do a tmura out of it. What's the case of Yotzei Dofen? B'makdish Vlad. He made holy the fetus. And then V'yatza Derech Dofen. Then the fetus came out through a C-section. So again, it was made holy before it was disqualified. That's why it was holy, and therefore we have to be told that it can't make tmura. What about those three cases? Aval kilayim, but a crossbreed, that's from birth, from conception. Tumtum, androgynous. So how is that going to happen? How do you even make that holy in the first place? Iatamotze, the way to find that is elabivladze kachim. If you had a carbon, and the carbon gets pregnant, and then the carbon gives birth, and what it gave birth to was an androgynous. So it would be holy because of its mother. This would be a coin to Yehuda. Damar Avlad Osa Tzmura. It says generally the child of a carbon can do Tzmura. That's what you need Rebbe Elazar to say. A regular child of a carbon can do Tzmura, but the child of a carbon, which is a Tzumtzum, cannot do Tzmura.
So the child can be shecht on a Mishkan?
No.
But it's holy.
It has some residual holiness because it was born from a holy animal. You can't shecht it, it's an androgynous.
So this is one of them that they have to put aside till...
Good. Yeah, we're going to talk about that. Very good, yes.
I'm saying the concept is just because it could not be even Makdish, because it was a tumtum already.
Right, but because it came from a carbon, and the carbon was holy, so it becomes holy too. Amra papra papa said... My time of Rebbe Elazar. What's the reasoning of Rebbe Elazar who holds that these five carbonos, a trefa carbon, a kliyim carbon, a C-section carbon, a tumtum and androgynous carbon, do not become holy, nor can they make something else holy through tzmura? The answer is, he holds that it is kebehemat tzmeya. These animals, relative to the Beis HaMikdash, are like a non-kosher animal, like a horse or a donkey. So my behemoth may a lo kreva, just like a horse and a donkey can't be brought. V'lo nachta la kedushas haguf. If somebody says he's making his horse or a donkey holy, the body wouldn't be holy. What could be holy is the value. And you use the value for all sorts of sacred purposes, but the body would never become holy. Afhanach, so too, with these five karbanos, since they're disqualified, these five types of animals, trefa, kilayim, yotzei dofen, tumtum and androgynous, lo karvi, since they can't be brought as a karban, lo nachtel hukdushas aguf, if a person tries to consecrate them, the body never becomes holy. So if the body never becomes holy, therefore you also can't do tzmura off of them. Because tzmura is something which is itself holy, then you can do tzmura to increase holiness, so other things will become holy. But not that which is not intrinsically holy. So Amalei Rav Papa L'Rava. Rav Papa said to Rava, if you're going to say anything which doesn't go on to the Mizbeach, doesn't have Kedushas HaGuf, Varei Balmum, but what about an animal which is blemished, a low carb, it doesn't go on to the Mizbeach, then Achtelei Kedushas HaGuf, but it can become intrinsically holy through Tzmura. If you did Tzmura, the Balmum can become holy. Amalei said, no, Balmum is different, because Karei B'mino, its type of animal can be brought, whereas a donkey and a horse, that type can't be brought. If you're going to say that, Yachid, if so, Treifa Nami. A Treifa also should be able to become intrinsically holy, because Kakarva Bamina, this type of animal, can be brought. Okay, not the animal with the hole in its skull, but other animals of this type, other sheep, can be brought. El Amarava, so therefore, rather, Rava said like this. The reasoning is, Kebehemats Mea. These five animals are like a non-kosher animal. Mabehemats Mea, just like in a non-kosher animal. Pasalaguf, the body itself, is disqualified. Afko psulaguf, so to any where the body is disqualified. Right, there's a disqualification here in the body. Lafuki balmum. Whereas when you have an animal which is blemished, there it can become holy. That's different. The psul chisaroninu. That's not that the body is disqualified, it's just missing something. It's the right body, but let's say it's missing a full skull. It's missing a piece of skull. Some Ravada L'Rava, Ravada said to Rav, that's not true. Some of the blemishes are not because it's missing something. Hello, Sarua V'Kalut. Let's say the animal is blemished because it has webbed feet. Right now the body also is disqualified. It's also written about Balmum. So the Gemara says, right, and these are disqualifications of the body. So why do you say that a Balmum holiness can take effect on, whereas these five animals, their bodies cannot become holy? El Amarava, so Rava said, let's go back. These are five animals that can't be brought onto the Mizbeach. A non-kosher animal also can't be brought onto the Mizbeach. So these five animals are like non-kosher animals. Just like the non-kosher animals, its type can't be brought. I've called Aleka Bemina. So too, things that its type can't be brought also have the status of a non-kosher animal. They only become holy for the value. Lafuke Balmum, and that excludes an animal which is blemished. Ta'ika Bemina, because in its type, sometimes it could go onto the Mizbeach. Just with Balmum can't go on the Mizbeach. So now, my Amit, what are you going to tell me? What about Treifa? Treifa also Ika Bemina. Treifa, an animal with a hole in the skull. Its type of animal can also go on the Mizbeach. Lo Zamya, it's not comparable. The Balmum. It's not comparable to a Balmum. Why? Treifa is more comparable to Behemoth Tzmeah, to a non-kosher animal, because Behemoth Tzmeah Asura Ba'achila, a non-kosher animal you can't eat. U'treifa Asura Ba'achila, and a treifa you can't eat. So therefore it's compared to a non-kosher animal, just like in a non-kosher animal you can't consecrate it with itself, its body being holy. You can only consecrate its value. So to a treifa you can't consecrate its body to be holy, you can only consecrate its value. Afuki Ba'almum, whereas a blemished animal, to Mutter Ba'achila, you're allowed to eat a blemished animal. Sometimes, depends where the blemish is, but some of the blemishes, right, a cataract in the eye, you could eat it. So therefore, that can become intrinsically holy through Tzmura. Okay, that explains that point. So now we'll get into... What's that?
That is over, Rabbi.
What's that?
It's not over yet.
It's not over yet. Amar Shmuel.
It's not over for another 14 days.
Roger, you should have liked yesterday's
daf,
the second
Amud.
I know, I'm very small.
Come on,
the day that you want. All right, Amar Shmuel says, Hamatish is a treifa. If somebody makes holy an animal, which is a treifa? So Shmuel says, it becomes holy. Tzricha mum kavua liftos adlav. In order to redeem it, you would have to have a permanent blemish. But without a blemish, it can't be redeemed. So apparently he disagrees with what we've been saying. He's saying that when you have a treifa, it becomes intrinsically holy. Because if the holiness was only for the value, you'd be able to redeem it right away. It's just the value that's holy. You could just pay money, now take out that value. But he's saying, if you made holy a treifa, it becomes holy. It now needs a blemish, and if it has a blemish, then you can redeem it. But without a blemish...
Only after it was a treifa.
Yeah. He said, you made a treifa holy, it becomes intrinsically holy. So now the Gemara asks a question about this. If it's blemished and then you redeem it, and it's a treifa, so it's not edible for people, right? So shmamin apodnes hakadshim la'achilun leklavim. Does that mean you can redeem something which is intrinsically holy, but people can't eat it? So you're allowed to redeem something intrinsically holy to give it to the dogs? Ela'ema, so rather you have to change what Shmuel said. What Shmuel said was like this. If you made holy a treifa, osa kedusha, that made the treifa holy, lamos, that now it's intrinsically holy. Even if it gets a blemish, you can't redeem it, because if you'd redeem it, you're taking something that was once holy to then give to dogs. That's disrespectful. So what does it mean? It becomes intrinsically holy. If it gets blemished, you then starve it to death. It was holy, so it has to be starved to death. Reb Yoshia disagrees. He says, like we've been saying all along, like Rav Papa, Reb Yoshia Amar, if he made holy a treifa, that's like making holy wood and stones. There's no intrinsic holiness. The value is holy, so you can redeem it without a blemish even. Tznan, we learned in a Mishnah, Kol HaKadshim, all Karbanos, Shenasu Treifa, that became a Treifa after they were made holy. Ein Poden Osan, you can't redeem them. Lefish Ein Poden HaKadshim, Lachim LeKlav, you can't redeem that which was once holy to just feed it to dogs. So Taima, why can't you redeem it? Shenasu Treifa, because first they were holy, then they became a Treifa. Ah, you may kara, but if they were initially a treifa and then made holy, podenos, and you could redeem them to give it to the dogs. Apparently not like Shmuel, because apparently they don't become intrinsically holy, only the value becomes holy. That's where you can redeem it. Says the Gemara, Dilma hai tana sabar, maybe this tana of that Mishnah later, daf lamed holds, kol heichad lo chazi legufe lo nach lektushas aguf. Any animal that you can't itself offer it doesn't become intrinsically holy, only the value becomes holy. But Shmuel disagrees. Shmuel holds like the Tana that even an animal like a treif, which can't be brought, can become intrinsically holy. Tashma, come in here a proof. Our Mishnah, Reb Elezer. Reb Elezer says, Aklaim yotzei dofen treifa tum devan drogonus. These five karbanos, kelayim yotzei dofen, trumtum, treifa and drogonus, and treifa, lo kedoshim, they do not become holy, velo makdishim, don't make other things holy. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel explained, lo kedoshim b'tmur, they don't become holy through tmura. Lo makdishim, they don't make other things holy. Lasos tmura, through a tmura. The time when the Rebbe Meir, asked, Miachash ein kedoshim, if they don't become holy in the first place, meichan makdishim, how could they make something else holy through tmura? So with treifa, it's that you made the animal holy, then it became a treifa. Okay, that's what we learned till now. Ha, haisa treifa meikara. But apparently, if the animal was a treifa, and you want to make it holy, lo nach the lake, just a goof. Of course, nothing's going to happen. It doesn't become intrinsically holy. So that's against Shmuel. Amlecha Shmuel. So Shmuel will answer now in Yitzayin with Beis. So Mahach Tana Nami Savar. Maybe this Tana of the Armish also. Kalecha de Lochazia, Legufa. Any animal which you can't bring it as a carbon. Lo Nach de Lekdushas Aguf. It doesn't have intrinsic, can't get intrinsic holiness. It can't become the body holy. The body can't become holy. But he passes like the other Tana, and he holds it can become the body holy, and that's why he can be against this Mishnah, he has a Tana like him. Hajin Allah, Bezos Hashem Yizbarach, Perek Yesh Bekarbanos V'Hadara Chalon. All right, let's begin a new Perek. All right, talking about the children of Karbanos. Elu Kachim. These are Karbanos, Shevlado Seyen, that they're children, Utmuro Seyen, and they're swapped. The things that are swapped for them, Kayotze Bahen, have the same law as they do. Vlad Shlamim, if you have an animal which is a Shlamim, then it becomes pregnant. It has a child, the child is also a Shlamim. The Tmura of a Shlamim is also a Shlamim. Vladan, the child of the Tmura of a Shlamim is a Shlamim. Vlad Vladan, the child of the Shlamim or of the Tmur of the Shlamim, is a Shlamim. Atzov Kol Olam, till the end of the world. Harein Kishlamim, they all have the status of a Shlamim. Tunin Smicha, you have to lean on these animals when you bring them as a carbon. Unasachim, they're going to need wine. Utnufas Chazavishok, and you have to wave with the Kohen, the chest, and the thigh. These are all forever the same status. Got to keep track. Yes, you could have, in theory, a whole flock of Karbanos. Just having children. All right, says the Gemara, came in the Tana Vladan, Vlad Vladan. Once the Tana says, their child is a Shlamim, the child of the child is a Shlamim. Atzof Kol Olam Lameli. Why did Tana have to say till the end of the world it's going to continue? Obviously, if it goes on for three generations, it'll go on for many more generations. Answer the Gemara Tana, Didei Shami Lirba Lezer, Tamar, the Tana, our Tana heard Rabbi Lezer saying, Vlad Shlamim lo yaikrav Shlamim. He holds that the child of a Shlamim is not brought as a Shlamim. Amar le, so our Tana said to Rabbi Lezer, Lo mi baya bivladim de lo modina. Not only do I not agree with you, and I believe that the child of a Shlamim is brought as a Shlamim, El afilu ad sofa olam lo modina lach, even till the end of the world, I don't agree with you. The grandchild of the Shlamim, the great-grandchild of the Shlamim, the great-great-grandchild of the Shlamim, they are all Shlamim and they are all brought. Minani miliyad, we know this. The Tanur Rabbanu Lundin Abraisa, the Pasuk says about the Shlamim. Im zevach Shlamim karba, no. Im menabah karu makriv, im zachar nekeva, tavim yakriv enu. Why does it say im zachar, im nekeva? So zachar, the Rabbah says avlad, to include a child. Alodinu asks the Gemara, why do you need a pasuk? Isn't it logic? Tmura is not something which grew up in a holy animal, and yet kreva can be brought as a karban. Vlad, the child, gedulei hektish, which is actually the grown up in this animal, ain't no din she karb, certainly should be brought. So the answer to that would be, mala tmura shkeinu heges b'chala kachim, but tmura applies to all karbanos. Tomu v'vlad sheinu heges b'chala kachim, but child doesn't apply to all karbanos because it only applies to females, not to males. So, since it's not something that applies to all karbanos, the child is a karban. So therefore, I would have thought that the child of a female karban, ain't no karv, can't be brought. That's the word zachar, the rabbis is avlad, that the child of a karban can be brought. Then when the Torah says nekeva, the rabbis tmura, that's to include that the tmura of a karban, a shlamim is also a shlamim. And the other tmura, tmim, maybe only the tmura of a tamim. And avlad of tmimim. How do I know that Vlad Bali Mum, the child of a Baal Mum, Utmuras Bali Mum, or the Tmura of a Baal Mum? Meanine, how do we know that they also can become a Shlamim? Tamalom, that's it says, Im Zachar, the Im is the Rabbos of Vlad Bali Mum, to include the child of a Baal Mum, and Im Nekeva is the Rabbos Tmuras Bali Mumim, to include the Tmura of a Baal Mum. Okay, we'll continue again with these brushos tomorrow. Maybe